Less than half of the changes in the corporate world were successful. And the main reason for failure, according to Fortune 500 executives, was employee resistance. Why is it then that many people push others to believe that change is good? I simply don't believe that. Not all change is good. Let me share with you several facts as examples. Did you realize that only about 23% of corporate mergers recover their costs? Yet those mergers wreak havoc in the organizations where they take place. I've worked with several organizations that have merged, and it can be an extremely painful process. Here's another fact for you to consider. Only about 9% of software projects achieve success in large organizations. Again, many times organizations spend money and take on major change projects without reaping the benefits for why the changes were made in the first place. Although I don't believe that all change is good, nor do your employees or coworkers believe that, I do believe that change is necessary to be successful in today's marketplace. And I'm beginning to believe that the most important skill, both professionally and personally, is the ability to deal with rapid change. Change is here to stay. I found for myself and most other people that organizational change is painful. I believe wholeheartedly that employees can make a change or changes fail in organizations simply by resisting the change. Here is the key, in my opinion. People will change if they see it is in their personal best interest to change. That's the approach I take in my programs and what makes my programs so unique. I help people see why they should change for themselves. Not necessarily for your organization, but ultimately your organization will see bottom line results when your employees decide to move forward in change without being forced to do so. Another unique aspect of my programs is the fact that I intimately and realistically understand why and how people react to the pain of organizational change. I gain this understanding through the in-depth research of your specific needs for my program. How do I do this? Several ways. First, you will provide me with a listing of your particular organization changes over the last 18 to 24 months. With associations, if I haven't already worked in your particular industry, I may need your help in determining the industry trends that may be affecting your organization and its members. Second, and most importantly, I ask for input from all participants who will be attending my program. I have done this with groups as small as 30 or as large or larger than 300. I ask questions like, what is the organizational change that has affected you the most? Why? How do you feel about the changes? What are you or other people in your organization most worried about? These questions are sent to people via email or fax. They respond directly and confidentially back to me, so you don't have the hassle. I then incorporate the anonymous responses to those questions into my program. The points I make in my program are directly associated with your people who are in the room listening to me. It is a very powerful process and really makes the content hit home. I want your people to walk away from my program and say, "She hit the nail on the head." That is one of the typical comments I receive in my programs. As a value-added benefit, I would love to conduct an executive debriefing session for you and your management team following my program. I organize and share a compiled list of the confidential email responses of your people. I then make suggestions as to the next steps you may want to take based on your employees' feedback. Often people ask, "What is my presentation style like?" Well, one of the unique things I do is use visuals. That's the formal business term for props. Why do I use props? I know that props make my content distinct and memorable. People remember my points because there was a visual object or story associated with it. It's also a lot of fun. The topic of change is a really heavy topic. Many times, I'm invited to speak because morale is at an all-time low, where there is tremendous fear and apprehension in your workplace or with your association's members. My style really helps to lighten up people. I also use my own personal stories. You will never hear them from another speaker because they are very unique to me. It also helps the audience relate better to me. I have been there and done that. I've experienced this change that I'm talking about, and they can never accuse me of not knowing what I'm talking about. People feel like I'm one of them. That's important to me and should be to you in selecting a speaker. You'll want to listen to some of the actual program excerpts available on Real Audio throughout my website, and you'll also see the impact it has on the audience. In longer programs, I use a lot of interaction and hands-on learning techniques. I believe most people learn best by doing. I'm a trainer at heart and really want to involve people in my content. I also find there is a higher rate of application and retention in the workplace if people have practiced the techniques first in my program. So, who do I typically present programs for? Well, I work with corporations, the public sector, and associations. My audiences include both management and employee groups. Many times, those groups are together in my program, but just as often, I present separate programs. I offer keynotes, breakout sessions, half-day or full-day seminars. It really does depend on your needs, interests, and the time frame you have. My goal is to be the easiest and best speaker you've ever worked with. I'd love to work with you and your organization. What's the next step? You can either complete the online form, access under the Hire Patty button, or give us a call at 1-800-339-0973. That 800 toll-free number again is 800-339-0973. We'd be honored to add you to our long list of satisfied clients. If you want to talk through your situation with me and see what I might suggest, feel free to contact me. I'd love to be of service to you. You may want to send this Real Audio link via email to others in your organization to begin creating momentum for my work with you. My desire is simple. I want to work with organizations who want to make change work and with people who want to move forward and change. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Thanks for your interest.